A new poll in Iraq shows that opinions about the upcoming election there remain deeply divided. The survey conducted by the U.S. State Department shows that an overwhelming majority of Iraq's Shiite Muslims say they are going to vote, but only 28% of Sunni Arabs say that they intend to go to the polls. Asked to name a political leader who is working for positive change in the country, 80% of Sunni Muslims say they can't think of one. The election has divided the country and even families, as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman, Jordan.
Faiza Al-Araji is taking a break from the violence of Iraq, but not what she considers her duty. A working mother with three grown sons, Al-Araji is a blogger.
This is my small laptop. In Baghdad, I have a very big computer, but here it is okay.
The laptop sits on the dining room table, surrounded by piles of books in a comfortable apartment in Amman. Al-Araji writes a regular diary about her life.
It is a family in Baghdad.
She posts it on the internet. Her sons have their own sites.
This is the nice music of connection.
A connection she's made with thousands of people around the world. Her sons have taught her to count the hits, the number of people who visit her site, about 1,000 a day.
Saturday, January 8th.
Her latest account, in Arabic and in English, muses about the future of her country. To stand out in Iraqi society is dangerous, she writes. Well-known faces become targets. In Baghdad, the killing of the well-educated and the well-off is common. But Faiza raises this question.
The catastrophe of Iraqis cannot be solved with food, medicines, blankets, tents, or donations. Who shall pull it back to life again?
Her answer is a courageous one. She's decided to run in the upcoming Iraqi elections. In Iraq, most candidates' names are not published for fear of assassination. Here in Amman, Faiza Al-Araji is safer. She has joined a political party headed by a Sunni Muslim politician. Al-Araji is a Shiite Muslim. To join with the Sunni is her way of closing the sectarian divide in Iraq.
You have to choose. If you love your people and your country, you can't stay and watch and be silent or freeze. No, you can't be like that.
But the divide is in her own family. She's married to a Sunni Muslim. Her son Khalid is a Sunni. And to his mother's dismay, he has embraced the hardline politics of many in the Sunni community. Her son fears the elections will overturn Iraq's historical power balance. The majority Shiite Muslims will gain power. The Sunni Muslims will lose it. It is an argument in Iraq and in this family.
But we still talking and there's an argument and debating and something like this. But most of the time we leave it as with an open end.
Where they do agree, mother and son, is on the power they believe is controlling their country now.
I think we both have the same vision about Americans. We know they are occupation force. They are not really a good friend for Iraqis. We both have the same vision about this point. But the difference, how to deal with this issue, this is the difference.
For Faiza Al-Araji, the way to deal with the Americans is to run in the election, build the country, create a freely elected government that can one day tell the U.S. forces to leave. Khalid wants his mother to drop out of the race, but she remains determined. She will vote in Jordan, she says, but her head and her heart are in her homeland.
Now it is ringing. Hello? Khalid? Hello, how are you? I missed you so much.
A question to the only one of her three sons still in Iraq.
How is Baghdad? Quite safe? Is it safe today?
Is it safe today? Mother and son worry about Iraq tomorrow and in the years to come. They remain divided on the best path to that future. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.